Constantine Metal Resources is a Canadian company working towards a mine at the headwaters of the Chilkat River. There's no mine yet, and the project is controversial downstream in Haines and Kluckwan, where some residents fear wastewater from the project could hurt salmon runs. Constantine's next step in its mineral exploration is to blast a mile-long tunnel into the side of a mountain at the mouth of the Saxaya Glacier. Liz Cornejo is Constantine's Vice President of External Affairs.
Mining these days is more about water sometimes than it is about rocks.
Water is the reason her company's tunnel project has stalled this year. The state's Department of Natural Resources sent their wastewater discharge permit back to committee in September after conservation groups contested it.
And one of the things they're considering is this case in Hawaii that may or may not even apply to our case.
The Hawaii case is this. Maui County has been discharging treated sewage through injection wells into groundwater since the 1980s. That groundwater makes it to the nearby ocean, impacting a coral reef. Conservation groups sued the county in 2012. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that even though Maui County puts their sewage in groundwater, they're responsible for where it ends up, which in this case was the ocean. That means the county needs to trade their state permits for stricter federal permits under the Clean Water Act. Maui County appealed. Now the case is sitting before the Supreme Court. They have to decide how far the Clean Water Act goes. So, what does Maui sewage have to do with mine permits in Southeast Alaska? Wastewater from Constantine's tunnel may do the same thing as Maui's sewage. Constantine will discharge wastewater from the tunnel into groundwater, but it could end up in surface water, namely tributaries to the Chilkat River, a major salmon source for the region. Gershon Cohen is the director of Alaska Clean Water Advocacy, or AQUA. He wrote his doctoral thesis on the Clean Water Act. He's open about his point of view. He doesn't want Constantine to develop a mine in the Chilkat Valley.
Their goal is to discharge hundreds of thousands of gallons every day into gravel beds, literally feet from creeks, and only a very short distance from the Klahini River. And there's no question, and DEC has not denied, that that discharge is going to make its way into surface waters.
He says DEC should have asked for a surface water permit to begin with. DEC declined an interview, but Water Division Director Amber LeBlanc wrote in an email that she sent the permit back to committee so the division could gather more information. She's not sure if the Maui case will apply to Constantine's permit yet. The agency asked Constantine to complete a dye study to see if water from their discharge sites will move to nearby surface waters. That study is underway. Constantine's state permit is still valid while under review. The agency has not set a deadline. Back in Haines, Cornejo said Constantine and their partner company DOA will decide this winter whether to begin construction next spring.
Yeah, the permit as issued is still perfectly valid and we could move forward with it anytime. But right now, we've got winter in front of us and we're not moving forward with construction. And we're also waiting to see what DEC might decide. And if it turns out we need a different one, it's not a showstopper.
The Supreme Court heard the Maui case in Washington, D.C. in November. They're expected to decide how far the Clean Water Act goes next year. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple for Alaska's Energy Desk.